وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير، بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب for all your wonderful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family and the beloved ummah of our Rasul, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi rrahmani rrahim. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we'll share with you the brief life story of Hazrat Hisham bin Hakim radiallahu ta'ala an. His name was Hisham and his father's name was Hakim. He embraced Islam during the conquest of Mecca. After embracing Islam, he learned a few surahs, chapters of the Quran under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enjoining good and forbidding evil was a distinguishing feature of his life. He had made this the object of his life. All the biographers unanimously state, كَانَ مِمَّنْ يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He was amongst those who used to enjoin good and forbid evil. Because of this responsibility, he did not establish friendly ties with anyone. He would also keep away from family disputes. He continued moving like a traveler to all places for the purpose of enjoining good and forbidding evil. His circle of propagation was very wide and extended from the shacks of the poor to the palaces of the wealthy and the corridors of the government. The famous military officer and governor during the era of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu whoops someone over an issue of conquest. So Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu reprimanded him severely. So Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a senior officer and was very offended by this public reprimand. So Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not have any personal motive for what he said and therefore apologized to Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu within a few days and related the following teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the day of resurrection, more punishment will be meted out to the person who punishes people. Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I also heard the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his actions just as you did. But you forgot one teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who wishes to advise a ruler should not do it in public. Instead, he should hold him by his hand, take him aside, and then explain to him. If he accepts, well and good. If not, the person who explained to him has fulfilled his responsibility. Subhanallah. Hazrat Iyad radiallahu ta'ala also issued an excellent word of advice. Every person who is engaged in enjoining good and forbidding evil ought to bear this in mind. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had full confidence in Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu's observations. When any such incident took place, which he disapproved of, he would say, this will not be allowed as long as Hisham and I are alive. He learned some of the surahs of the Quran directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so there were occasions when his knowledge with regard to qira'ah, that his recitation was more correct than that of senior sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. On one occasion, Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reading Surah Al-Furqan in his salah. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard it, he felt it different from the normal recitation. When Hisham radiallahu ta'ala anhu completed his salah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tugged him with his shawl and asked, "Who taught you to read like this?" So he replied, "Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "You are lying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught me the same verses, but there is a difference between what I was taught and what you read." So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu tugged him and dragged him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's reading in a manner which is different from what you taught me." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked both of them to read and said, "There is no inconsistency between these two recitations. The Quran has been revealed in 7 different dialects and ways. Read whichever is easy for you." Hazrat Hisham ibn Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away before his father, and his father passed away in 54 Hijri. May Allah ta'ala illuminate their graves. We now discuss the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Hanzala ibn Rabi' radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his life story. His name is Hanzala and his kunniyat is Abu Rabi'i. After embracing Islam, he was entrusted with the responsibility of writing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's letters, and so the word katib, scribe, became part of his name. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu's purity of heart and strength of iman can be gauged from the following story. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam delivered a sermon on one occasion and mentioned paradise and hell in such a manner that it seemed as though they were right before their eyes. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also present. After he departed from there, then as per human nature, he forgot all those scenes which were described by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He became occupied with his wife and children and was laughing and joking with them. But he came to attention again, and his heart reprimanded him for forgetting these lessons so quickly. So he went crying to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who asked him, "What is the matter?" So he replied, "O Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hanzala has become a hypocrite. Nafaqa Hanzala. I just heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describing paradise and hell, and when I went home," says, "I forgot everything and became occupied with my wife, my children, and my wealth." So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "My condition is the same as yours. Come, let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam." So the two went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "O Hanzala, what is the matter?" So he replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hanzala has become a hypocrite. When you were talking about paradise and hell, it seemed as if they were right before our eyes. But after listening to your sermon and returning home, I became occupied with my wife, children, wealth, and property." So on hearing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "O Hanzala, if you people remain in the same condition as you were when you were in my company, the angels will embrace you in your assemblies, on the roads, and in your beds. But O Hanzala, the effect of these things which I say remains for a short while." Subhanallah, this is of real consolation to all of us. In fact, I think it is a lesson for the entire ummah. We must be concerned about our reformation and rectification, our Islam. Direct our attention on our hearts. And if we perceive any deficiency, we must not become despondent. Instead, we must remain hopeful of Allah's grace. Insha'Allah, we will achieve Islah and reformation at some time or the other. So Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away after Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill their qabr with nur. We continue with the discussion of another Sahabi by the name of Suhail bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala. His name is Suhail and his kunniyat is Abu Yazid. He was from among the seniors of the Quraysh. On the occasion of Hudaybiyah, he was sent by the Quraysh to write down the conditions of the peace treaty. He embraced Islam after the conquest of Makkah, Fatih Makkah, on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's return from the Battle of Hunain. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was a movement towards apostasy, and many new Muslims, they faltered, they tottered. But Suhail radiallahu ta'ala did not experience even the slightest doubt in his iman. He made much effort to keep the tribes of Makkah steadfast on Islam. When he saw some signs of misgiving in them, he assembled all the tribes of Makkah Mukarramah and delivered the following speech. O brothers in Islam, if you people had been worshipping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has departed to another world. But if you had been worshipping Muhammad's true God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is forever living, self-sustaining, and beyond the realm of death. O Quraysh brothers, you were the last to embrace Islam. Now do not become the first to leave it. The death of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot harm Islam in any way. In fact, it will become more strong. I am convinced that like the sun and the moon, Islam will spread throughout the world and illuminate it. Beware, I will chop off the neck of anyone who tries to step out of the fold of Islam. Hazrat Suhail radiallahu ta'ala was powerful and heart rendering and very, very, very touching speech made the confused hearts firm on Islam once again. And the center of Islam, Makkah Mukarramah, was saved from the scourge of shirk and polytheism. In this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's prediction was affirmed. He had said, a deed which is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may well be carried out by Suhail. Hazrat Suhail radiallahu ta'ala and his family members also took a full part in repulsing the apostasy. His eldest son was martyred in the famous battle of Yamama. After embracing Islam, he devoted himself to worship and spiritual exercises. Allama Ibn Abd al-Barr rahimahullah writes, after embracing Islam, Suhail ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to offer a lot of salah, keep many fasts, and give a lot in charity. The author of Usud al-Ghaba writes, from among the leaders of the Quraysh who embraced Islam, right at the end, during the conquest of Makkah, there was no one who performed more salah, kept more fasts, gave more in charity, and did more deeds for the year after than Suhail ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala. His excessive spiritual practices had made him dry like a thorn, and his color and complexion had changed. He used to cry a lot, especially when reciting the noble Quran. He used to go to the famous and senior Sahabi, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to learn the Quran, and his eyes would flow profusely with tears. Sa'ad ibn Fida, who was with Hazrat Suhail radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the battle in Sham, relates, Suhail said to me, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, a single hour in the cause of Allah ta'ala is better than an entire life's deeds in one's house. And so I will not leave the jihad in Sham and will not return home. I will give my life here. He remained so firm on this pledge that he did not leave the plague of Amwas, which is now in Palestine, not very, very far away from Masjid al-Aqsa. He passed away in this plague in the year 18 Hijri, in a distant land from his house. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his sacrifices, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and fill his qabr with nur. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.